I just got a couple of texts and realized that my line was muted. So if somebody would please, please, please just send me a text and let me know that you can hear me now, I'd greatly appreciate it. So I went on for about 2 minutes there with dead silence on y'all's end. I apologize. So I'm going to back up a little bit, obviously. This is National Consultant Richard Amore, though, and my wife and I now host this call, and we normally have Amber Hassett and Deborah Gardner, who have been hosting the call for the past few weeks. They are unavailable. They're both out of town and just not possible to do it, but they'll be back on next week with some new guest speakers as well over the next few weeks. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of what I touched base on last week, which is some topics that were around, you know, leaders funding meetings and just being a part of promoting events and so forth. But I've got a few other things I really wanted to touch on that I didn't get to talk about at Power Trip because we had to shave some time. We had so many great trainers and speakers here in Dallas that when it came down to it, I certainly could not shave time off a leader that drove or flew in, especially for that event. So I wanted to make sure. So I was the easy one to kind of shave some time off so we didn't go too far over time. But what I was saying while I was muted was that this call has been, over the years for Mary and I, has been a call that was kind of the beginning of our week. And I don't say that with any, you know, no pun intended. It really is, you know, it's the end of the week, it's the beginning of the week, however you want to look at that. But it was where we started to formulate how we were going to attack our week ahead. And we always had our team call that we would do in the middle of the week. And but this was kind of what helped me kind of figure out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then obviously from there, hopefully I had a little bit of a snowball that I could work from and kind of roll into the weekend and come back to the call. So this call has been a special call for us, so it was a very neat opportunity for Mary and I to basically take the reins of this call from Brian McClure, who just did an outstanding job for, 11 and a half, if not 12 years. And I've watched this call kind of ebb and flow from different events, from, you know, Ambition, Simulcast, now Power Trip. And I really think that we've got to, as a field, as a community, we need to promote this call at a much greater level. So I would just encourage you guys to make sure your downlines know about this, your leaders, so they can pump out text messages. Obviously, it happens at the same time each and every week. You're just going to have different speakers and trainers on here from time to time. So it's always going to be a call where we try to deliver relevant content, relevant information, things that are going to make a difference in your business. And what I do believe is that if somebody was to get on this call, we don't do 52 calls out of the 52 weeks a year because we do take some a couple of holidays that land there that we don't want to, you know, pull people away from, where it doesn't make sense, but there's probably a good 49 or 50 calls that are done a year. And I can only imagine, if I look back at what the calls have done for me, is, you know, one call didn't make a difference, like a massive difference. Maybe it helped me kind of like, oh, an aha, I had a conversation differently that week because of what I heard on the call. But it was after I had a series of calls, weeks, months, now years, now over a decade of being on these calls, you know, you get this dripping effect of just nuggets of information that one nugget in of itself probably doesn't mean earth-shattering moves in your business, but because it's nuggets upon nuggets upon nuggets, drops of water upon drops of water, eventually it breaks through the rock and it causes something incredible. So that's really what I believe is possible with this weekly call for people. So I would just ask that you continue to promote it. We do now, for the first time ever, it's been out there for a little bit, not heavily promoted, but help us promote the Facebook page for this, which if you go out there and search for Ambit Business Builder Call, Ambit Business Builder Call, then, you know, you'll be able to find that, like it, follow it. You know, also, you can place events up there. If you've got a training that's going on, put it on there. I don't want to see a bunch of weekly presentations put on there because that's not going to help people a whole lot, but make sure you specify, you know, hey, this is a Northeast event, hey, this is an Illinois event, you know, it's a Texas event, a California event, whatever. But let's go ahead and start using that where we can kind of help make that be a repository and a central point of information where Ambit leaders are pulling together to help each other grow their businesses, which is what we do extremely well in Ambit as a culture, is we, you know, we've always reached across the aisle. We've always reached across cross lines and down lines, and which is not common, you know, not common in other network marketing companies. So cross line communications just is kind of really frowned upon in a lot of other companies. And I'm so grateful that that's not the case here, because Mary and I have certainly gotten our best training from cross-line leaders who had no financial interest in us, and so we're incredibly grateful for that. But I did want to make sure that everyone's aware that if you are looking at going to the power trip that's going to be done in the Northeast in Scranton, Pennsylvania in November, there is a deadline tonight. That deadline ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the early bird pricing. It is the lowest pricing of Power Trip ever. So Ray Mani and his team have taken on to host Power Trip up in the Northeast. Of course, Mary and I have taken it over here in Dallas. So those two events for Mary and I have been two of the four pillars for us in building our business. It was always Ambition, Simulcast, Power Trip, and Power Trip. And that's really how we kind of gauged how our business was growing, because it gave us some benchmarks of, hey, was our team bigger? Did we have more attendance at that event? Did we have, you know, what were those things that made that event, you know, spectacular going from that event to the next event? Did we have, you know, did we have more consultants join the business that month after? How was our customer count? There were so many things that we could track around those events if we focused on those events. And then we'd always have our smaller, you know, our smaller jumpstart trainings and maybe a Super Saturday training that was there to kind of help those new people get exposed and really acclimated to the Ambit culture, the, you know, the Ambit system. But it was those big events that helped raise not just our but our team's vision of what was possible for them with Ambit Energy. So if you're going to that event, it is, again, the tickets are going to run out tonight. The website for that event, don't get confused with this, because Ambit Power Trip East.com is a separate website. The one that Mary and I do in Dallas is ambitpowertrip.com. The one in the East is ambitpowertripeast.com. That is a very unique website. If you go to ambitpowertrip.com, you will not be able to buy tickets there. So go to ambitpowertripeast.com and make the deadline and get your early bird pricing tickets that's available there. Mary and I will be up there for that event. It is starting on November 14th. Which is the Thursday, which will be a big business presentation. And then Friday and Saturday are the days of the event with the leadership breakfast, the evening with Chris and Jerry doing the open Q&A, which was fantastic this past couple weeks ago here in Dallas. And then, say, a couple weeks ago, it was just last week. I feel like I'm just still coming out of the fog with this week. And then all-day Saturday training with leaders from all across the country. So take advantage of that. Get a car load, get a van, carpool, whatever you got to do, fly there, but make sure you make that event and get your tickets early. So anyway, I wanted to jump in a couple of things from a little bit from last week. I did get a lot of questions on this, not as many conversations that I thought I was going to have based upon some of the questions that were coming in, but, you know, I was talking about, you know, one of the ways of being a leader in this business, which can happen at any level, MCRC, SCEC, NC, there's, you know, leadership is not tied to rank. It is a leadership position at rank, but it doesn't give you leadership by default. It just means you can make more money. And also, rank doesn't dictate your income. It only dictates your income potential, because you've got a different compensation plan at that level. So the thing that I always focus on as a leader is looking for leaders, people that are stepping up, people that are serving, people that are contributing financially, that are helping making the local market strong and work. Because if you can't do that, there's no way you can do it away from your local market. So the litmus test for me has always been when I hear somebody say something, you know, whether they're been in as long as I have or they've been in less time than I have, and they have an idea, and I'll listen to it, you know, if it's got some merit on the surface. But I always run it through the litmus test and the filtering process, which is, hey, that's great. It sounds like it'll work wonderful in your zip code. I mean, I'm not going to say any specific zip code because it doesn't really matter, because your zip code is probably where you live. But the problem with the system that you just designed or articulated to me is it won't work an hour away. It won't work two states away. It won't work halfway across the country. It won't work halfway around the world. So what I try to do is when we do things is, because obviously your business has to run based on your system that you create. There's the ambit system of invitation, presentation, validation, but how you execute that is going to be a little different for everybody. And so when I look at how we run things, Mary and I, with our team and our leaders, is I want to make sure that, yeah, it works in Dallas, but will it work when we're not in Dallas? That's a good litmus test, because if it requires my presence, then that means it's not a system, it's personality driven. And then the other is, will it work in the next city over? Meaning I'm not in that next city, does it have enough teeth in it that it, and is it easier to understand and move and fund in the next city when I'm not there? How far out can I take that without being there? The best test that Mary and I had was obviously we built up a strong business in Texas. We've had some smaller teams that were in other markets, and the market that thrived while we were in Japan for 18 months was our Texas team. And you know, that's halfway around the world. There's some other things that we could have done maybe differently or better with some of our other teams that were in the other markets, but it's where we had the greatest leadership. So the reason why I bring that up is you're wanting to grow your business. You're wanting to grow your business beyond your local market. You're wanting to grow your business outside your state. You're wanting to grow your business outside of this country, I would anticipate. So you have to make sure that what you're doing right now in your local market is exactly, more than likely, what you're going to have to replicate in another market. And I watch leaders run all over town, run all over states, and halfway around the country trying to keep the plate spinning. And that works for a little while until you get tired and burn out, or until it becomes a problem on the home front. And because money can only replace so many things. Can't replace time. It can't replace memories. It can't, you know, missed opportunities, missed, you know, anniversaries or missed performances. It can only replace certain things. So I think there's still got to be some kind of work-life integration. I wouldn't say work-life balance. There's got to be a work-life integration. But you've got to make sure that what you're doing right now in your local market is going to be what you're going to replicate in other markets. So come back to the beginning of why I was talking about this is it doesn't matter if you're an MCRC, SECECNC, you can step up to the plate anytime you want for volunteering, serving, helping, maybe help set chairs, maybe help break down equipment, maybe help, you know, do the registrations, the registration tags, the badges, or whatever it is you give out at your meetings, help sell sales aids, all those things that are needed. Right, that can't fall on the burden of one person. It needs to be divided up amongst several people so it doesn't burden people and get in the way of people bringing their guests and so forth. But when my personal opinion is when you get to the senior consultant level, financially, you should be contributing more to your local business presentation. You should have a financial stake in that meeting. That shouldn't be a place where you're going whether or not you say, I don't have a guest, so I'm going to go. I have a guest, I'm going to go. It really should be treated as, hey, this is my main meeting. This is the one that I'm driving the majority of my field activity through right now because this is where my greatest density of contacts are. And you're really pouring into that meeting with your time and your money. And most meetings, you know, at a hotel are going to run, you know, a couple hundred dollars to $300 a week, depending on the type of hotel. I know some people get meeting spaces and maybe they got a suite deal at $100 and depends on the size room that you need also. But, you know, we've always been accustomed to something that's a couple, you know, $250 to $300. That's our custom. So, you know, we run about $1,200 a month for that, let's say that one meeting. And, you know, that could fall on the burden of one person, but fortunately, over the years, we've had leaders that step up. They're like, hey, I'll give 25, I'll give 50, I'll give 100. And that works. That keeps a meeting where you have people is, it's not that it's now debt neutral and that it's being funded by the field. It means you have people that are attending the meeting that have a greater stake in that meeting. See, if you have a meeting that you're not funding as a senior consultant or an executive consultant or even a national consultant, then you don't really have a vested interest in that meeting. So you're not playing hard for a guest. But, you know, when you've got, you know, for an MC, let's say, they've invested $100 into their business, they got 28 days to get their first few customers, they're invested to go get that bonus. And there's a stake at hand. But if, you know, people have asked Chris Chambliss so many times, well, gosh, you know, if the compensation plan works, if it paid out 100% all the time, why do we charge anything? And his simple response is because people don't have enough invested. And if they don't have something at risk, they're not going to treat it seriously. He's like, you know, do you get a free newspaper at your house? They're like, yeah. It's like, okay, how often do you read it? Never. He goes, that's my point. And then you get another great question that comes across the table, which is, well, why do we have to have 28 days? Because, you know, you're willing to pay everything out. Why do we have to have a 28-day cutoff period? And he's simple as this. He goes, if there's no cutoff, people will just drag their feet and they'll never do it. It's like a book report. You know, when do most people complete their book report? The night before or the morning before class. Because if there's no deadline, there's no cutoff, people won't act with a sense of urgency. So the same thing is kind of true here, which is if there's no financial interest beyond what you've invested into your ambit business for that specific meeting, then you're not going to play full out more than likely. And because no one likes to throw money away. So you haven't even put yourself on the hook yet if you're not doing that. And I'm talking, listen, for the most part, if enough people are contributing $25, $50 a month, then that is more than probably enough for several people or a dozen people or however many people you need to have that meeting funded. And there's probably a few ECs and NCs that are going to kick in some bigger dollar amounts to keep that meeting running and strong. Because what that does is that allows for more meetings to get funded. See, I talked about one of the biggest issues that Ambit Energy has right now today in the field is we don't have enough good field leaders that are across the country. Now, we have good field leaders. Don't get me wrong. We have, my personal opinion, we have the best of the best of the people that are in this industry. We attract the best people. What's missing is we have a lot of consultants that are holding back because they don't think they're a leader yet. They don't think they've earned the right. They, you know, for whatever reason, they're holding themselves back. So I'll charge you again this week like I charged last week, which is go talk to your upline or go talk to the field leaders in your local market and ask how you can participate, ask how you can contribute. You know, it's always neat when somebody walks up to me and says, hey, is there any way I can contribute financially to your meeting? I'm like, yeah, sure, love to. You know, and it shows me that somebody's got something at stake and they're willing to kind of roll their sleeves up and make that meeting great. Because if you can do that strong in one market, you can do it in multiple markets. It's not hard to come up with a BP fund to have that meeting work, because so many times I hear meetings that will, you know, shut down for whatever reason, and a lot of times it's because, you know, there's a leader there and they've got a great book of business that's going on through that meeting, but it's not enough for them to fund the whole thing, and then, you know, people start like either not contributing after they've been asked to contribute, or some people go away and so the BP fund drops down a little bit. What happens is that leader typically will just form a smaller meeting somewhere else, and they'll make that meeting private just for their team. So if you've got a meeting, a BP that's in your community, your town that you're participating in, and it is, you know, made up of multiple downlines, multiple cross lines, then that's a pretty cross-pollinated meeting, and everyone needs to pull together to help make that meeting great, So kind of tying into one of my thoughts that I had, which was, you know, I see people be cheap with their ambit business, and it's BP funding is one of them, but here's where I also see it actually take place. They don't buy the tools that they need to buy. They don't buy the early bird ticket price because it's months in advance. They'd rather pay more later. They wait. They're questioning if they're actually going to go to Ambition because they've got to take a flight. They got some hotel stay, and they, all this rationale that goes in. And what they don't realize, for some reason, either you've not been around the industry of network marketing long enough, or you really just don't know, but we have the lowest operating expenses for any consultant in the industry with the greatest upside potential. Now, what I mean by that, it's $100 to join. Our trainings are the lowest priced in the industry. Why do I say that? Our events. Ambition is I'm just going to round up. It's $150, let's say. I mean, that event with other companies runs $700 to $1,000 all day long across this country and even international. And because most companies focus on making money on their events, we have never had the culture of making money on our events. It is not a profit center for the company. It is a revenue loser for the company. The company loses money each and every year on Ambition. When they make the budget, that budget is money that's just going to be spent. They're going to recoup a little bit from the ticket revenue, but it's going to be far below what they spend on that event. And yes, why do they do it? It's like, because they invest. They're not scared of investing in their field, in their people, in their channel, because they know that if they deliver a great event, they deliver great content, they deliver great promotions, then they know they're going to get the return on investment from activity, customer acquisition. We're a customer acquisition company. That's what we are. We're not some flippy network marketing company or, you know, whatever gimmickly little product. I mean, our whole model works because we gather more customers than anyone else in the electricity and gas space, period. No one does it better. No one does it faster. So the company knows that, hey, if we put this money into the field, we're going to get a return on it. Well, us leaders know that too, that when we do an event, we know we're going to put money into that. We're going to put time into it that we are taking away from other things. But we know that on the backside, when we slingshot around the moon, you know, it's that return comes there. So sometimes people are so focused on what they think someone's getting on the front end, they forget about the entire back end of what comes from that investment of their time, money, and effort, and what comes from the leaders that pour into those events. So it's just some real strong misthinking. And if you're on this call right now and you're thinking, well, it sounds like you just want me to get money to put money into BPs and trainings, this, that, and the other. Listen, you're talking to somebody who has ran companies that before I could take a dollar of payroll, I had to cover 50 grand a month in revenue, 50 grand in expenses before I could take a dollar in payroll for my family. So I understand running businesses and what it takes to actually turn a profit and the investment that goes into making things happen. You know, I can remember with one of my companies that we were right after 9/11, you know, the economy tanked and we were a luxury service with high-end landscape construction, and our business dropped by 50% over the next several months. And I can remember there being months where literally, this is before electronic banking was really in place, where you could float a check for a few days and wait for the mail to come in with your commission, with your invoice checks, and cover all those checks. So I could cut payroll on Friday and then cover it by Monday or Tuesday with the mail that came in. You can't do that anymore. But I remember those days. So I'm telling you from an entrepreneur's perspective, from a business owner's perspective, if you don't invest in your ambit business beyond the $100 to get started and the $25 a month for your website fee, I personally don't know how fast you're really going to grow or if you're going to grow in this business, because you're going to be holding yourself back so greatly that there's no way to get where you want to get because no one on your team is going to do something different than you. Remember, I talked about you want to replicate in your local, you want to do in your local market what you want to replicate in other markets. Well, you want to do what you do in your ambit business, personally, how you run your business, and you want that to be able to duplicate. Well, I promise you, if people do what you're doing, and you're holding yourself back, they're going to hold themselves back, and you're not going to get the results or the fruit that you're looking for. So you got to really kind of look at yourself and just go, hey, you know what? Where else can I really dig in? Where else can I, you know, where else can I invest in my ambit business? And if you don't know where to do that or how to do that, then get with your upline. I'm never here to tell you how to do it. I'll tell you how we do it, but I'm not going to tell you how you should do it. But if you ever have a question about what anyone ever says on one of these calls that sounds contradictory or it rubs you the wrong way, you don't understand, then your first line of action is go through your chain of leadership and get to whoever you're working with closely that can answer that question, who's ever got the most experience. And maybe that's someone you're not working with closely, but they've got the most experience, so go to them. You know, you can always go fishing upstream to get the information that you need. But here's something else I thought was funny. I did some math the other day, and this was real simple, dumb math, but I've actually, you know, had people tell me, you know, hey, you know, for like this Dallas power trip that they, you know, they couldn't go because of the ticket price. And I said, okay. I said, well, I said, you got ambition coming up. I can't do anything about power trip, but I can tell you, you got several months before you have to get the power trip. And I started asking a few questions, like, because he had a Starbucks cup in his hand. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, you go to Starbucks? He goes, yeah. So what's your favorite drink there? He's like, oh, I like the, you know, peppermint, mocha, whatever. And I said, well, that's awesome. I said, what do those run now? And he kind of looked at me kind of funny. And he's like, I don't know, he said something around $4 or something. And I was like, wow, that's $4. I said, how often do you do that? He's like, well, sometimes I get that. Sometimes I get the latte. Sometimes I just get a drip coffee. I said, so pretty much it's like $4 each time. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, how often do you do it? He says, well, I pretty much my routine every day. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I said, so if we go $4 times 20 business days a month times 12 months, we end up with $960. $960 on coffee. And he's like, yeah. I said, you know, if you lived in the Northeast, you could fly in, get a hotel, pay for your power trip, have a little bit of extra money probably. You know, you could probably make it on that. And you people in the Northeast can kind of give me a little better budget numbers on, text me or whatever, tell me what your average is so I have a better understanding. But bottom line, it's $960. That was just based on Starbucks coffee. And I said, you know, you could put back $960 each year and invest that in your business instead of the Starbucks business that you don't get paid for. And, I mean, the look was kind of, how do I want to put it, like I was crazy. I was like, all right. I said, well, and we didn't get into an argument or anything about it. I was like, just throughout one particular scenario of where he could find some money and put it towards his business that's going to pay him more so he wouldn't have to be concerned about investing in this business. And so I just left with one comment. I said, listen, the only time I'm ever at Starbucks is when I'm making money. He looked at me kind of funny. And I said, I don't ever go to Starbucks to buy coffee. I don't ever go sit in a line to go buy coffee. I'm only at Starbucks a few times a year, and that's just because it's a good place to meet and to meet a prospect and either do a one-on-one, a two-on-one, show the plan, do a validation meeting, whatever it is. And, you know, I typically get, you know, a hot green tea or something. It's a couple bucks. I said, so I'm paying for that time of real estate that I'm using from Starbucks at that point in time and their Wi-Fi. I said, but I'm not there to help Starbucks make money. I think it's a great business model. It's wonderful. But I think it's a great productivity killer also for a lot of people. We could go further on that topic, but my point being is you can find money in a lot of places to invest in your ambit business. And if there was one thing I'd want you to pick up from this call is that if you're not investing more than the minimum into your ambit business, then you shouldn't expect the maximum. And that might be hard to hear. And, you know, we might have like 16 different stories of people that got lucky and they didn't have to. I just don't know if you want to play for that lottery ticket, because I don't see it come up too often. It's kind of like somebody says, well, how do you go sponsor a rock star? I'm like, if I knew that, we probably wouldn't be talking, because I'd be looking for just rock stars. I don't know. I just know that if I sponsor enough people and roll my sleeves up and help enough people, that eventually I find one that goes to work that I can really roll my sleeves up with and help them get what they want, and a byproduct, I end up with what I want. But it's a very symbiotic relationship, but it comes through numbers. I don't know what your numbers are, but I do know that you've got to be fully engaged, fully in the flow of what's happening with the AMBIT cycle, the annual cycle that happens a year, and you've got to be involved in your local market on that cycle and be in that flow and be connected with the leadership, so you've got that opportunity for iron sharpening iron. And it is something that's amazing when it finally all comes together. So wherever it is you're stuck in your business, get with your upline. If you're confused or upset about anything I said tonight, feel free to get with your upline. If your upline wants to call me, they can call me as well. But I see this happen over and over again in various markets where people don't invest in their business, and then they expect the operations of the AMBIT business to just be given to them over and over again with nothing in return. And that's not smart. Traditional business doesn't work that way, and certainly AMBIT business doesn't work that way. This is not an anomaly. It's got to, there's principles and methodologies of running any business, and this is one of them. You invest for a return on your investment over and over and over again. It's not a one-time investment. If it was a one-time investment, Jeff Bezos with Amazon, would have probably turned a profit 15 years ago instead of constantly reinvesting in his company over and over and over again. That's probably one of the most amazing stories of a company that's just constantly, raised more capital, raised more investor money to go into it, just to go grow, and it's still doing that. So, but do what you got to do for yourself and your business, but don't hold yourself back. Don't be cheap with your business. Don't be cheap with your family. They're paying this price with you. So whether you're, if you have a family right now, they want a return on this also. You got to give them a return on this time. You got to give them a return on the investment, the financial investment you're making. If you're single, well, hey, you're going to have a future family maybe someday. So set yourself up so you don't have to deal with some of the things that a lot of people do get started with when they come into this business, that they are having to clean up a lot of stuff. Different people start this business at different income levels, different debt levels, different, seasons of life with their kids, college, retirement, newborns, whatever you name it, lost job, recession. We get the whole gamut, company downsizing. So we got to find, who's ready to be a leader in this company, who's ready to take this to the next level. And if you're waiting on somebody else to be the leader, that's not the right strategy, because who wants to join that team? You're going to go sponsor somebody, and that somebody thinks you're a leader, but yet you think somebody else is the leader. Well, maybe somebody else is the leader, but maybe you could be the partner with that leader, whether they're in your upline or not. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I look forward to any comments that may come my way on this one, or whether it comes from your upline or directly from you. I'm an open book, so I'm happy to have any kind of conversation with anyone. I'm always going to share from what I see is happening in the field and what's relevant and what's going to make AMBIT become a $2 billion company. Because if we had everything in the field together like we were supposed to, we would already be a $2 billion company. We're not waiting on corporate to be a $2 billion company. If we are, we're in the wrong business, because we're the channel. We're the sales channel. Okay? So we're not waiting on corporate for us to become a $2 billion company. We have minimal market share in all of our markets. Our greatest market share is Texas. It is 7 or 8% market share. So what are we waiting on? It's up to us in the field. It's the sales channel that will drive it. So, yes, we need more great leaders in the field. And if you think you might be one of those or someone who could be, then raise your hand. Raise your voice and say, I'm ready to be one of those. What do I need to do? And be prepared to maybe give little things to do in the beginning because of maybe a trust factor or maybe an experience factor. You may not be ready to close the room. You may be ready to open the room. You may be in a position you can contribute to the BP fund. You may be in a position that you can do a testimony at a regional training or a jumpstart training. Wherever you start, that's where you start. That's not your end. That's just your beginning. So anyway, guys, y'all have an awesome evening. Have an incredible week. Go crush it. Get registered for Ambit Power Trip East. And let's make that an incredible event. But more importantly also, guys, do not let a day or a week go by that you're not touching somebody in your downline who hasn't registered for Ambition and help them get registered for Ambition. I don't think they're going to want to miss this one. I know I don't. I'm so glad to be back in this country. I'm glad to be a part of this call. Anything we can do to help you grow your business, we are all in. Guys, have an awesome evening and an awesome week. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.